Good afternoon and a lichtiger Feilich and Chanukah to everyone. There's an incredible halacha that's brought down. The Gemara explains that in the original formation of the halacha of Ner Chanukah, madlichin mi Pesach beso mi bachutz, we would go ahead and we would light the menorah outside of the home by the entranceway of the home. In fact, if one goes to Eretz Yisrael, if one goes to Israel, one could see that many still light within this same tradition, outside of the home, often enclosed in a glass box, pirsumei nisa, publicizing the miracle to all those who are walking the streets. In the diaspora, as a result of generations of persecution and anti-Semitism, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah has moved to the inside of the home. But even though we light inside, it is interesting to note the deeper message of this kindling outside. Mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beso mibachutz. The mitzvah is to put it by the entranceway of your home, mibachutz, on the outside. Mipesach beso mibachutz. And the Sfasemis, the Ger Rebbe, explains such a beautiful idea. He says there's an incredible Gemara that says, Pischuli Pesach kichudo shal machat. God tells us, open for me just a small opening, the size of a needle. And I will open up for you an opening, an entranceway, a doorway, as large as the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash. On a very simple level, what Hashem is telling us is that the Ribono Shel Olam desires our closeness to Him more than anything we could imagine. Hashem wants us to be holy. Hashem wants us to be spiritually beautiful. Hashem wants us to radiate light. And Hashem says, all I need you to do is to take a small first step. All I need you to do is something. You have to roll up your sleeves. You have to start the process. But once you start, Hashem tells us, I promise you, I will take you the rest of the way. Once you reach your hand out to me and take a step forward, I will grab you with both arms, sweep you up in my beautiful, all-encompassing embrace, and take you along to your destination, your desired destination, of spiritual elevation and closeness. And says the Sfasemis, says the Ger Rebbe so beautifully, that's the deeper message of Ner Chanukah as well. Because my dear friends, imagine for a moment that we were a Jew of yesteryear, or maybe now a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. I go outside, and you know, we only light the Ner Chanukah when it's dark outside. Teis HaKochavim, nightfall. I go out into the dark night, and I kindle a little flame. And where do I kindle this little flame, as the Gemara says? A Pesach beso mibachutz, and the outside entranceway of my home. A little bit of light by an entranceway in the darkness of the night. And says the Sasemes, the symbolism is so beautiful. Hashem tells us, all I need you to do is to kindle a little bit of light by the entranceway of your life. All I need you to do is to kindle a little bit of light by the entranceway of the doorway to your existence. All I need you to do is to illuminate a little flicker of spirituality. All I need you to do is a small act of walking towards me. As long as you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you start the process, I'll finish it. You take the first step, and I'll help you take the next 10. That says the Sasemis is the deeper meaning of this Gemara. Madlika al Pesach beso mibachutz. The whole essence of Ner Chanukah, the whole essence of this Yom Tov, is to remind us that in the process of rededicating ourselves, rededicating our lives, rededicating our homes, rededicating our families, rededicating the self to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't require heroic, magnanimous, spiritual actions, but rather it just requires a little bit of light at the entranceway to your life. It just requires a little bit of light at the entranceway to your soul. As long as I do something, an initial act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to help me come along the rest of the journey. As Chazal tell us, Pischuli Pesach Kimachat. All I need you to do, Hashem tells us, is open for me an opening the size of the eye of the needle. And I will make you a beautiful, grand entranceway, the size of the opening of the Beis HaMikdash. May we be zocheh mirat Hashem over these days of Chanukah to find the courage to take our initial step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to find the courage to light just a little bit of light at the entranceway to our heart, the entranceway to our soul, the entranceway to our lives. And may we be privileged to feel ourselves wrapped up in the embrace of our Father above as He helps us along the rest of the journey. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a lichtige Chanukah.